Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Ann Compton, legendary reporter, is on a phone line now to talk about the debate. Ann, welcome to the WGN Afternoon News, Chicago's afternoon newscast.
Oh, my gosh. It's welcome home. Yeah. I was there a couple of weeks ago, my dad in Evanston for many, many years, and I am sitting in Washington, D.C., watching a full moon rise over the house where I live now, but I grew up every year of my life on Sheridan Road in Glencoe, and it's a pleasure to be back.
Hey, don't leave Chicago, do you? It's always with you.
It's in my heart.
You know, I was thinking of you and others last night watching the debate, because I knew we were going to talk today, and my first thought was, she must be so happy she's retired.
Well, I will confess that I am glad that I am not there for the day-to-day combat, because I never covered a president where it was us versus them, full warfare. I got to tell you, though, Donald Trump is the most consistent public figure I have ever covered. Just remember, back, a couple of decades ago, he wrote in his book, he said, I come into the office every day, I leave my door open, I want no schedule, I just want to see what happens. And that's how you can be a good creative boss. Well, that kind of improvisation has carried him through his entire career, and I think was on display in a debate last night.
You know, they were talking about the fact that he didn't do a lot of preparation, and others were saying, well, we think that's sort of just a ruse, that he probably has been preparing. But I did not think so. I mean, I think this is sort of the way he's moved, the fact that, you know, he just shows up and does it, and it looks like that probably is what happened.
I think your instincts are exactly right. And when somebody first thing this morning said, so who tells him to tone it down? I said, Donald Trump doesn't have someone to tell him to tone it down. He is his own muse, and he does what comes to him. And for many people in this country, some in your listening area, some farther across the United States, they love that authenticity from his own instincts. But I got to tell you, the debate, the whole archaeology of debates over modern presidential campaigns has morphed incredibly. My first ones, I was a debate panelist in 1988 and 1992, before you were born.
No, that's not true, Ann. I'm sorry to say. last night is over. It's beyond us. I want to talk about the upcoming debates and what they might do. You know, the presidential commission says they're going to make some changes. But before that, you talked about being in a press corps where it was us against them all the time. And you worked in a number of administrations. So certainly there was animosity. There was an adversarial relationship. But explain for me the way it's kind of the way it's worked in the past versus what it is now.
That is a terrific question. There is always tension between an administration which wants only to be seen as what they want to see, what the president thinks is important about what he does, and a press corps who then puts that vision up against a template of what else is going on in the world, how realistic it is, and whether the president is following his own precepts of what he wants. And what has really changed it more than anything else is in the last, I started covering the president in 1974. I was 11 years old. I hadn't even graduated from Newtree High School yet.
We are the same age.
But in 1974, when you look at the last 10 years out of that 40-year arc, the the digital age has given every politician put in their hands the ability to take their message and go directly to the American right. people without going through the press corps. And that has that arc has totally changed the way presidents, is not just President Trump, it's President Obama somewhat before him, where they can go straight to the American people with things. And I think what disappoints me most about last night is, and I've done two presidential debates, dinosaurs as they were back in those days, if Americans want to hear about the issues, there used to be a calm, cordial debate. And in the digital age, everything has turned into tweet attacks, a hostility, and an ugliness that we have never seen in American politics before.
Well, and it was clear last night from the get-go. I mean, I walked in the door, turned on the debate, and within 5 minutes, you knew, well, Dana Bash had a phrase for it, but you knew it wasn't going to get any better.
She was a kid. Her dad was my producer on Good Morning America.
Oh, no kidding.
So she's the next generation after me, and I would never use S show on the air, on cable, or on broadcast.
But I think we just got the legend closest to than ever, right? You've probably never gotten that close.
but what destroys me about this last night is that one candidate, and I take no, look, I'm still a reporter. I've retired from ABC News Network correspondent. I've covered the White House for 40 years. I am retired from that, but I will never stop being a reporter. One candidate walked in with the idea of almost as a bulldozer, never stopping talking. And I think the other candidate, the more seasoned institutional candidate, knew that that was coming, and every once in a while, even he slipped up with the line about a clown.
Right.
And then if you look at the video, and I didn't catch it the first time, I went back and looked at the video, he says, something about stop that clown, and then Biden put up his two hands and looked and I said, I mean, Mr. President.
Yeah, you know what? And I noticed that last night.
Drawn into this.
You're right.
Drawn into it.
I want to ask you, we've got just a little over a minute left, though. Jonathan Carl on ABC tonight reporting that the commission looking at changes that the Trump administration might not go along with. But one of the things they're actually talking about being able to cut the mics of the candidates. Do you think they're going to be able to do that?
I thank you for asking that. I know those folks. Many of them, same people in position when I did two presidential debates in 88 and 92. We are journalists. I would never cut the mic on anyone. Mm. If a politician, a political leader, if the president of the United States wants to say something, it is not my position to cut his microphone. And totally against that. What the commission will have to do, and people say, oh, they're going to change the rules. They can't change the rules unless both campaigns agree to them. The idea that this debate was supposed to be the two of them sitting down, each making a statement, and then discussing for the rest of the 14 minutes.
There wasn't much discussion, was there?
These two candidates, one of them can't do that. And so I think it's very dangerous for the presidential the debate commission to try to tinker with the mechanics, because I don't think one, if not both of the candidates, will ever agree to that.
Well, and the Biden's campaign seems to say they'll go along. The Trump campaign right now, not. And they did agree to earlier rules, so it's understandable if they want to fight a change. The next one is a town hall meeting, so we'll see how that impacts things. Ann Compton.
And you know what?
Yep.
Real quickly, sure. Town hall is the best format of all. Let the voters ask the questions. The trick is pick really undecided voters.
Right. Ann Compton, it was a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks very much today.
Honored to be called. Thank you. And hi, everybody in Chicagoland.
We're all waving back.